This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tinfoil adjusted here as we get ready to review what's going on around the United States and around the world, courtesy of conversation on news talk radio stations like the one you're listening to right now. I'm Doug Steffen, proud of my crew on the DJV program, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We are here to go through as much of the top 10 stories. I mean, the problem with this is that we have one story that really is shaking up everything else. So between Russia, Ukraine, the NATO summit, our relations with Russia, the economy, the top four items are all kind of interwoven. So let's get at it, ladies, so that we can bring as much to the surface. People may not know a lot of the things that we have been privy to, and we'll share those. And people may like or not like some of the things we say about what we think is the impact of some of the actions of the people involved in all of these stories. For example, the president has been over in Europe, and one of the things that he was talking about this week at the NATO meeting is the shortage of food. And basically, you know, we're talking about real food here, meat and potatoes, that sort of stuff. So is the food shortage going to affect everybody? That is, we know it affects the Ukraine. We know it's going to affect Eastern Europe. We know it'll probably affect Europe. But are they looking to us?
Well, the problem is that Ukraine and Russia are one of the top suppliers together.
The breadbasket of Europe, they call it, right?
Of wheat and grain. And so the problem is, that it's going to affect the whole world. And it just makes you wonder, you know, and when you think about how things have changed in this country, and I know we get, you know, a lot of us get kind of, I don't even want to use the word arrogant, but I think we get locked into our own lives where we don't realize where our food comes from, I know. What our food comes from, we just expect shelves to be filled. And think about what the American psyche has gone through, just very selfishly here in our country over the last couple of years with supply chain shortages and COVID making us have empty shelves, you know, all of the disruptions of walking into a grocery store for the first time in our lives.
Yeah, we got pissed seeing, you know, I couldn't get five cans of Clorox wipes, you know, and a limit on toilet paper.
You didn't even get one for a long time. Oh, yeah.
The bigger picture,
toilet paper rolls.
The bigger picture here is that we learned this week that in the last year, 17,000 square miles of territory in the United States, which was in agriculture as the COVID deal started, is now gone. So that's a lot of food growing space, and that's happening elsewhere around the world. And if they continue to do, apparently, I saw that Biden said that if Putin used chemical weapons, it would trigger a response from NATO. Well, he's accused now of using these phosphorus bombs. Is that in that category? The military assault on Ukraine has brought all kinds of hardship, obviously, there. And the Russians haven't looked like they were too well prepared, but they got dangerous stuff. So the fact that they've been accused of using these phosphorus bombs, does that mean the response from NATO is going to come this weekend?
What does that mean? I don't think they're going to announce when it's going to hit.
They were all over the place at NATO, and it's very disappointing as someone who just, I'm not even looking at this politically anymore, I'm just looking at this from what's right and what's wrong. And it's very disappointing that there isn't a more, as much as they're crowing about being unified, there really hasn't been any set stipulations. And I think maybe the most appropriate response that Biden could have made when he was asked the question, you know, if chemical or nuclear weapons are used, is there going to be a response? I think the best response would have been, we will respond and we will respond in a strong way. And he should have walked away. Instead, what happens is that there's a lot of over-talking that dilutes a message that would, the big word was deter this week at the NATO meeting, but that would deter Vladimir Putin or at least make him question what could be waiting for him. I think he's been given a lot of leeway, and there has not been a lot of pushback, except
Biden's answer was that we would respond in kind. I mean, that was the exact quote that he said, that NATO would respond in kind.
Does that mean
weapons
on the Russians?
I think the show of force that, we're not going to use chemical weapons on innocent people, like Russia's doing, but I think that's a pretty clear message. I mean, how much more is someone supposed to say about the plan when everyone in the world, including Putin, is watching?
The criticism is not about the plan. The criticism is about the response. I mean, remember that from the beginning, the messaging that we've gotten so far is the ball is in Putin's court. Putin can make the decisions here. We've given way too much power to Vladimir Putin to decide what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and the rest of the world kind of runs behind him trying to play catch-up.
I think that's true.
And it's especially now that we're seeing that he's not even that strong with his military presence. He's just a person who is trying to seek out an ideology, and it's like at some point we have to figure out what our coordinated response is going to be. But it doesn't seem to me that anybody's really willing to be the first to fight back.
Mm. Well, that's the nuclear threat from Putin. That's the big X factor.
The discussions going on here this week have led to us pledging $1 billion in humanitarian assistance. That's before everybody else in Europe steps up to the plate. And one, as a taxpayer, wonders where this $1 billion in humanitarian assistance is going to come from. It's coming from you and me. That's where it's coming from.
And we've also sent $1 billion now in military aid. The pledge of humanitarian aid is coming. And, of course, your heart wants you to do all this, but where does the money come from?
Here's where it should come from. All these damn, there are 328 members of the Russian parliament called the Duma that are the most elite people in Russia. They have billions and billions and billions of dollars in assets that are stuck in American banks, they're in real estate, they're in boats. So I say we grab them all and sell them and use that money to help the Ukrainians. Why are we pussyfooting around?
They're seizing as much stuff as they can find.
Are they selling it?
No, it's all being held. It's like being held in the impound. Because there are international laws that they're trying to figure out with sanctions. If sanctions are lifted, then all the countries who sold that stuff, they're going to be on the hook to reimburse them.
That's
international law, though. I mean, that's why people are waiting on
these
that. You can grumble, but that's the fact.
The Russians aren't paying attention to international law.
Exactly right.
The
other thing is that, you know what's going to happen is that if Ukraine is lucky enough to win this, and everything's on the table right now, if they're lucky enough to win this, then you can imagine how many billions of dollars we're going to spend in rebuilding the country that's now knocked apart by Russia, and it's going to be American money. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but a strong defense earlier on could have prevented any of this from happening. And instead, it's going to cost millions of dollars. And if you listen, and this is maybe one of the outrages of the week that's just not getting a lot of attention, is that when it comes to the Iran deal that the Biden administration is desperate to get back into, it was released the information yesterday, and they talked about it at the State Department briefing with Admiral John Kirby, is that get this idea. We're all upset with Russia. Well, in Iran, along with the guidelines of the Iran deal, they're going to be allowed to legally, under the guise of this deal, enrich uranium. The excess enriched uranium, they're going to allow Iran to sell it or give it to Russia. They admitted it yesterday during this press briefing. So if we're upset with Russia and we don't like that he's got nukes, why on God's green earth are we going to give them the excess from Iran, another one of our enemies, so that they can bolster up their nuclear program? This makes no sense for anybody on this planet.
What question angered Biden? He started to walk off the stage. What was he asked about?
He was at, because there's been a change in messaging from the Biden administration, where they were saying that the sanctions were used to, early on, Kamala Harris, the State Department, Jen Psaki, they all said that the sanctions were to deter Vladimir Putin from entering Ukraine, from doing more, from advancing his attack into Ukraine. And then someone said, well, obviously it hasn't deterred him. And so he came back and he said, I've never said that it's going to deter anybody. Now we just need to do, I think he called it maintenance, sanction maintenance is what's going to deter
Vladimir Biden
Putin.
Did. I mean, the problem is that Biden's saying one thing and the administration saying another. Biden did say from the beginning, because he was asked about that, from the very beginning, he said that this would probably not deter Putin from going forward, but that it would cripple the economy. That's what he said from the beginning. So when he came out against the reporter and said, I didn't say that, he's not lying. The administration, Jen Psaki and the administration came forward and said, well, it's meant to deter. And they're the ones who are like watering down what, and I don't know if it's, they don't, you know, if they think Biden's too much of a loose cannon, but like, it's very weird, the messaging that he'll say one thing and then the administration goes, no, no, no. And then they pull back. And then 2 days later, they back up what he said. It's just, it's very,
all
I know it's
is
very
that
mismanaged.
That's all true. And and I don't know that he ever said, I haven't heard him say that it would deter Vladimir Putin. I tend to
he said it wouldn't deter.
Right.
Yeah, he said it wouldn't deter from the beginning.
His problem is the messaging, right? The buck stops with the president. And so if his administration is bungling all the messaging, we can blame Kamala Harris and we can blame Jen Psaki, but it is the Biden administration. He's got to have people that are
going to back
his
message. They've got to get this together because there's no cohesive message.
They need to be
and what he's saying is what's actually happening, but it's confusing. Look, as someone who voted for him, I'm not happy with that either. I want clear messaging. You know, it's like all of us were frustrated with the CDC all these years. It's like, hello, can we please get a consistent message? It's very frustrating.
I did a write-in campaign for me when the presidential election took place. I wrote my name in.
How'd you do? That's great.
I got one vote. Not a bad thing, huh?
Perfect.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Better than some.
The DJV download, which is something for those of you who don't get a chance to listen to this program every day, the program that we do with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay called the DJV Show, we have the ability, if you're listening to something else, that's okay. But if you have time and you're interested, you think that we're intriguing characters, you can watch or listen to us any day, all day, on the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. We also have a podcast download that you can listen to. We talk about things like Miley Cyrus and her flight to Paraguay. Wasn't it Paraguay she went to? Yeah, I think it was.
Yep.
And J-Lo. And let's see, who else do we have? Well, all kinds of things that are in the mainstream of conversation, our economy, new books, the humpback whales, all this stuff comes in our purview. Check it out. It's easy to find. DJVShow.com is where the podcast is, and the day-long broadcast. That's DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with the stars of the DJV radio program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. So Jay takes over now because we have a number of items, the questions we've asked during the week that pertain to many of the things that are listed this week on our story list from Talkers Magazine. The transgender swimming championship. This transgender thing is becoming a big topic.
The transgender swimming championship.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that gets
it's
down
not to a transgender
really.
Swimming meet.
Championship,
it's one
right.
Transgender swimmer in the NCAA
well,
swimming championship.
But perhaps the next thing that will happen is they'll want to have a transgender swimmer.
Well,
see, I'm just
now that would
ahead.
Be pretty good. So, see, this is where you're hitting the money, is that that would actually stop the problem of having someone who is biologically male and could have a physical biological advantage over biological females. You know, you could have a separate lane in the swim competition.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. See, I knew
funny.
What I was talking about. All right. Jay, you want to take over here?
Well, we asked about Leah Thomas, the student athlete at the University of Pennsylvania, becoming the first transgender NCAA swimming champion. Chris Marengo said, "It's intellectual suicide to believe this makes logical sense."
I'm with him on that one. Yep.
Pretty much everybody was against this. Johnny Powell added, "Nothing against women, but I
all
think
men
it's a little bit." It's amazing. Yeah. Men are coming hard for this topic
it's
where
ridiculous.
I haven't really seen many comments one way or the other from women.
From ladies.
Johnny Powell says nothing
I've
against
talked
women.
I've talked to my family that are student athletes, and they feel, because they're runners, and so there are real differences, and they're at a competitive level where they could go to the Olympics, and the kindest, sweetest girls, but it does bother them. So I think, it's probably men that feel more comfortable commenting on something like this on social media, but I think there's real concerns.
Well, yeah, and it kind of goes with the whole conversation of sex versus gender and more
which
of
no
the
one understands.
The XX chromosome and XY chromosomes competing with each other or against each other. Johnny Powell said nothing against women, but I think that this is a little bit unfair to ladies. He was born a male. He should compete against other members of the same sex. Mark Leo Vandals says, it's wrong and I feel it sets women's rights back, and also wonders why women's rights groups are silent on this.
Good question.
Because a lot of women's groups believe that trans women are women. And that's the answer, Mark. I would love to know what, and I don't know this person, but I would love to know if he's so concerned about women's rights where he stands and votes on other women's rights issues.
But do you think that? I mean, really and truly, I don't, because I, look, I think people
I believe,
should have,
I have, right? I have a trans female friend, and I absolutely believe she's a girl. Absolutely.
But I mean, I guess, the way that I could equate this is like saying a heavyweight boxer squaring off against, like, a welterweight. They don't do that for a reason in boxing because it's not fair because you have different competitive size advantages and such. And so,
but all the sizes in swimming, Jen, are different. There are people.
We're not just talking about swimming. We're talking about multiple
I know,
sports
but
now. That this
sure,
is
sure, but there
issue.
Are right. But look at the difference in size of all athletes across all sports. I mean, there are swimmers who are 5'6" who beat people who are 6'4". I mean,
but
it doesn't. And then
but
hormonally.
Realistically.
Hormonally, they're all balanced, too, and there are regulations.
But it's not just about hormones. This is about lung capacity. This is about the size of your hands, the size of your limbs.
No one complains about a WNBA player who's 6'3 or 6'4 or 6'7 in Brittany Griner's place.
But we're talking about the differences where one person could get lifted up over the other. And it's really interesting to listen to Caitlyn Jenner talk about it, and I know everybody likes to laugh at her. But when, you know.
28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave Marin, Riviere de Guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
How many of you have pets? Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear, apparel, or pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and donated over $7 million. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's remark from a speech in Poland over the weekend that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power is hindering U.S. policy and threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
French President Emmanuel Macron worried that Biden's comment calling Mr. Putin a butcher could complicate diplomatic efforts to end the war. The White House quickly clarified the president's comment, saying the president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. End quote. The smack heard around the world. The Oscar ceremony last night, Will Smith walked on stage and hit Chris Rock after he made Will's wife the punchline of a joke.
Oh, wow! Wow!
That was the greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Described as a once-in-a-hundred-year event, residents near Anchorage, Alaska, were ordered on Sunday to evacuate a mountainous area after one massive avalanche buried a road in 80 feet of snow and another huge slide was considered imminent. Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson issued the evacuation order for the affected area at Eagle River on the city's outskirts. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton was on Newsmax this weekend saying the new Iran nuclear deal should require congressional approval before a treaty can be agreed upon. Mr. Bolton says the United States has already given way too many concessions to Iran and does not bode well for the American people.
I said the 2015 deal was the worst diplomatic agreement in American history. This one is worse. The administration has spent a full year making more concessions to Iran, and that no future American president could withdraw from the deal. Now, that's impossible. But they've been working and making some kind of arrangements to try and give Iran assurances that in fact it won't happen. And I think it comes in the form of penalizing the United States, putting Iran in a better position if a future president withdraws, as I think they should because the deal is so bad. So to me, this inherent guarantee, which we don't have the details of to be sure because the administration has kept it so hidden, just makes this far more dangerous to the United States even than the earlier deal.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour as we review the hot hits in News Talk Radio. Provided the list is provided every week to us by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And you get a copy of the list if you want either at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. These are the items, the charts for the week of March 21st to the 25th. On the people list, let me just go through the people list, and then we'll go back through the story list, picking and choosing some of the things that are really hot topics. At number 10, Madeleine Albright, obviously because of her passing. That's why she's on the list. Hunter Biden, number 9. That thing goes on and on and on and on and on, and where it stops, nobody knows. Alvin Bragg is 8. Donald Trump is 7. Ketanji Brown Jackson is 6. Kim Jong-un, big fatty, is 5. She is number four. I have no respect for him, so I'm never going to do his name right anyway. The president of China. Zelensky is three, Putin is two, and Joe Biden is one. I want to go to some of the comments, Jay, that are on our social media regarding the nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson. There are a lot of legal experts who are weighing in on this. The Senate Judiciary Committee's consideration has wrapped up this week. A lot of testimony from supposed outside experts. The American Bar Association Standing Committee said she's well qualified. The ABA committee gave Jackson the same high rating that has been bestowed on most of the recent Supreme Court nominees, with the exception of Amy Coney Bryant, Barrett. I always call her Bryant for whatever. Anyway, so what are some of our listeners saying about the nominee and how all this has gone this week, Jay?
Well, Sydney Houghton says that she's not qualified. She wouldn't even clarify what the start of life is.
Oh, God.
That's Dennis, why she's not.
Dennis DeCore says she's very qualified and will make a great justice.
Yeah, it's a balance.
Tony Echeverry says she can't define what a woman is. She's weak on pedophiles and criminals in general. And adding, but at least we know she is not a biologist.
That's all right, well, there's party line stuff, it looks like, pretty much. Isn't it?
When you well, get can right I just jump in for a second about, you know, I know there's a lot of emotional stuff when, you know, on both sides of the aisle with the debate about what is a woman, who is a woman, I'm a biologist. I think the reason that it means something to me is that, and the reason why I talk about how important messaging is not necessarily how she feels about an issue. I don't need to agree with anybody 100% of the time. You don't need that. But you're being asked to be a judge. And so one of the tactics that Amy Coney Barrett used that was effective when she was asked about hypotheticals is she kept, and this is exactly the tactic that Ruth Bader Ginsburg used as well. So Amy Coney Barrett took from RBG's style of her confirmation hearing, which is, I can't comment on a hypothetical case because I need to see what the case entails, because the judge of his justice is not to tell you how they feel, it's to decide how to apply the law, right? And to see, that's why we've talked about certain, I mean, there's, you know, decisions that we don't agree with that the Supreme Court makes all the time, but it always depends on the lawsuits running up to what the Supreme Court sees. So it's about applying the law. I feel like if you are a judge and someone asks you a question, it's not a question about caseload. You have to figure out a way to answer it because you are going to be called on to answer certain questions. And I feel like what was lacking was the way that she answered the question with a kind of like smirk, I'm not a biologist. Well, you're going to be called on to make hard decisions. So maybe you could say, well, depending on how, you know, my point of view will come on how cases are written or something. It would have been a better response rather than just something that seems flippant to like half the people out there. Does that make sense?
It does. And in situations like this, when people are being questioned, and not just about this specific situation, but I would really appreciate it if politicians refrained from sarcasm and they would just answer the question.
Well, that's not like, their job. Yeah, there's too much of that. There are a lot of these people. You look at the difference between the hearings for Ms. Jackson and what went on with the Brett Kavanaugh. There is
even the pointed questions were more polite. I mean, what they did to Kavanaugh was disgusting. Well, are you
Democrats
a rapist? Do you drink
beer?
But the problem, though, with that is that we also had a woman sitting in front of the hearing for the world to see who was accusing him of sexual assault. There, that needed to be taken seriously. So that's not happening here. So it's really apples and oranges. There's no comparison.
Kind of wasn't. You know, it wasn't taken seriously when people go, do you like beer, Senator? Do you like beer? Are you a rapist? Do your kids know you're a rapist?
Well, there's nothing serious about that. Are babies racist? I mean, Ted Cruz's question, I mean, really? I mean, come on.
What is all this accomplished, though?
This is nothing.
When we go back over this, none of this stuff
accomplishes
anything.
It's all theater.
It's back to the people that are supposed to be doing their job not doing their job. And going up and down the aisle.
Well, they're auditioning for the next job.
BS.
That's the problem.
I
mean, they have cameras on them, and they all want to be president, and they all want to,
you know. Who wants to be president.
Of
I mean,
course.
Obviously, we know Ted Cruz wants to be president. We know that Cory Booker wanted to be president when he shouted out, I am Spartacus. I mean, these people are such blowhards.
Okay,
let's
just take a second aside here for a moment, because we haven't talked about this at all. The business of Ginny Thomas, Clarence Thomas's wife, getting involved in the undoing of the election. That seemed to come out of left field, but maybe we spent so much time talking about Russia and Ukraine.
Well, this just kind of broke Thursday night. This just broke Thursday night, so it's really not out of left field. But if there were 29 text messages that she sent to Mark Meadows, basically saying that Trump, she was criticizing Pence.
Chief of staff, right?
She was saying that Trump, shouldn't concede the election, that the election's being stolen by the Democrats, and that. I mean, there's 29 text messages. They're all public now, but, it's not a good look. And then Clarence Thomas, of course, was the only Supreme Court justice who dissented when the Supreme Court rejected challenges to the election. So, and then she says that she doesn't talk to her husband about stuff. Okay. I'm so right. tired of hearing that from everyone. That.
We
I
hear
know.
That from everybody who makes their investments right. and...
All right, number four, speaking of investments, is the economy. There are new unemployment claims. According to the numbers from the government, unemployment benefits fell off to the lowest level in 53 years last week.
I believe that because I've seen so many places that had, for a long time, had help wanted signs, and they don't have them up anymore. So a lot of jobs have been filled in all different sectors. I mean, I'm in New Jersey, so I'm seeing, maybe more movement because we're not far outside of New York City, and it's rebounding pretty quickly. But I'm not surprised that the level dropped so much because I don't know of anyone who's unemployed.
Yeah, well,
I still know a lot of places, restaurants, friends of mine who are running restaurants that are
can't find
not out. Able to find anybody to work. So it's still an issue in pockets. I don't know how it is across the board.
All right, number seven, partisan politics, the election. I think that there's a move afoot by some in Marjorie Taylor Greene's district to disqualify her, or they're suing her. What is that? Trying to keep her from getting reelected, I know that. Is that group a large, influential group, or is it just people that are making a lot of noise?
She's from Georgia, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What's the group that you're talking about?
Yeah, I haven't heard this. I don't know.
This is just breaking as well. And I'm not. I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. Now I'm just going back to it because I just thought to myself, okay, well, looking at all of the
stuff. Sure, she faces opposition, right, from people who think she's a moron, but.
Well,
she says crazy things. She goes to Nazi rallies. I mean, sure. I doubt she represents everybody in Georgia.
I think just a quick Google of what you're talking about, Doug. There's a lawsuit filed by some Georgia voters, a legal challenge, saying whether or not she's disqualified from holding office because what they say is her involvement in the January 6th riot, which I think is funny because I don't know that she was even there, was she?
I don't know, that's a good question. Wasn't she in a room with everybody else? All the other
Yeah, I mean, she was in Congress, but I mean, she wasn't rioting. I don't know. It just seems very odd. Mm-hmm. But, there are a lot of, look, this is a time of year it's heating up. There are 100 people who are holding
a
fundraiser against Liz Cheney, your girlfriend, because they don't want her to be able to, they want to help empower her.
Doug's two girlfriends can't agree on anything.
That'd be very interesting. Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz are both Republicans running for the Senate. They got tossed off of some presidential commission this week.
Yeah, this is crummy. They were on a sports and fitness commission.
That was it.
And it's strictly political because they don't like that they're running in states that are important. They're running, Herschel Walker's running in Georgia, and Dr. Oz is running in Pennsylvania. So the Biden administration
Dr. Oz moved to Pennsylvania yet? Because he doesn't live there.
My congressman hasn't set foot in California. I mean, welcome to politics 2022.
Remember when Hillary moved to
run,
New York?
You should start. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. At least Hillary moved to New York. You should start there.
All of these people, they find opportunities. But the point is, not necessarily that, the point is that they were on this committee for sports and fitness. These are non-political positions that every president gets to appoint. And so these two happen to be appointed. I don't even know. I think Trump appointed Herschel Walker. I don't know if Dr. Oz was already there or not. But why go through and knock them off the committee?
Are they all publicly elected officials on the committee?
No, nobody's elected anything. They're appointments. They're presidential appointments.
No, but maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe because they're running for public office, they can't be on the commission.
It's because they're running for public office on the wrong side of the ticket that they're allowed to, that they're getting asked to leave.
All right, number six is a focus, we've got a little time for COVID. here. I thought it was interesting, and we talked about this on the DJV program, that the mayor of New York has exempted athletes and performers from the vaccine mandate. He looks like a real fool.
Such a bad move.
It was a really bad move.
Huge stumble right out of the gate. Huge.
Yep. And the folks that run the airlines have demanded of the government, the administration, that the mask mandate on planes be dropped immediately. They'll see where that goes. I think it's supposed to go away April 14th anyway, isn't it?
I thought April 13th was the date, but yeah,
somewhere
I don't know.
In there. Yeah, right. Our relationship with China, President Biden made it clear in his phone call that he had with President Xi last week. He was on the phone for 2 hours plus. That he'd be putting himself in jeopardy, i.e. she would be, if Beijing supported Russian military action. Isn't he?
I think point was China has a hell of a lot more to lose if they lose the West than if they lose Russia. Russia is not going to sustain China the way the rest of the world does. Think about our own supply chains and all the crap that's in every store that's made in China here in America and Canada and in the U.K., China would be so stupid.
Can we get away from
Russia over? Well, I hope so. Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a big bluff because we can't even get away from Russian oil. How can we get away from all the stuff that China gives us?
Well we're away from Russian oil as the
as of a week ago.
But we only had 3% of Jen. It was only 3% of our entire
that's
supply.
The point. If it took us that long to get away from Russian oil, how are we going to divest from China when they have their hands in everything?
It's a much longer project.
It's a long project, exactly. Yeah. And meanwhile, when it comes to the price of gasoline, et cetera, you see this guy in Chicago who gave away $1 million in free gasoline, $50 a car.
That's nice.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. There's so much.
Better than the guy stealing 5,000 gallons of gas and then selling it for a markup.
Right, yeah. That's American entrepreneurial.
I think that was in Florida.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like the job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Easter savings. I can't wait to celebrate with all my peeps. Speaking of, I just got 50% off festive decor, a Ninja blender for just $99.99, and saved on some arts and crafts the kids are going to love. Okay, those are some excellent deals, right? On top of that, I got an extra 20% off Kohl's cash and free store pickup. Excuse me while I hop onto Kohl's.com. Select styles, 20% off and get the third. Toys, coupons, do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's 53 past the hour now. Time for a little car talk, courtesy of Nick Miles. Actually, we should dub this Nick News instead of car talk. It's Nick News time on the DJV program. Nick News. Nick Miles has this fabulous wife. He and I, we were just talking about getting wheels for a rover. He's the font of knowledge, and he came up with a great idea. He has great ideas, and you can research your car purchases or ideas that he has, the latest on what cars are selling, et cetera, all at My Auto Expert, or our, excuse me, well, he is My Auto Expert, but OurAutoExpert.com. So now the price of gasoline being what it is, as a matter of fact, what I remember about the last time gas prices were this high, electric cars weren't really much, it was sort of a blip in the marketplace. Now sales are going through the roof. And at the moment, 4.5% of the new car market is electric, and that number is going up. People are so superficial, they just believe anything. Casey, an electric car, swell. How do you think the electricity for the car is produced? It's saving nothing. Anyway, go
ahead. So if you need to actually do something, if you feel the need to trade it in and probably lose thousands, which you will do if you trade a car in prematurely, or buy one unnecessarily, why don't you just buy a plug-in hybrid? That's what I tell everybody, because then if we go back to cheap gas, then you could just use the gas portion, and if gas goes up again and electricity becomes expensive, you could swap between the two. There's always that option. So, give yourself a double down and bet in both corners and cover yourself, and you'll be fine. So there
you
go.
That's why you're here, because you're so smart. That's very smart. Okay. All right, so that takes care of that problem. Now, the Postal Service has been taking it in the chops because they ordered like 80,000 new mail trucks, and they were all gasoline-driven. Now, apparently, they have succumbed. Is that right, to a point?
Yeah. The EPA, which is, of course, part of the federal government, got down their throat and said, listen, you can't do this. You've got to make some of these very cost-effective, and you've got to do 20%. You've got to do at least some of these electric, and they've succumbed to that, going to do 20%. It actually makes a lot of sense in the cities to do electric vehicles for the Postal Service, because they do tiny little stops and starts. You don't want them idling on street corners. That makes a lot more sense. And they don't go very far. And these vehicles probably do, some of them probably do less than 5 miles a day on their postal route. So that does make a lot of sense. But the big news also there is they've finally written the check, which they have been procrastinating about writing the check. And they put the money down on the first 50,000. So it's finally happening, despite the fact this is probably the ugliest postal truck in U.S. history. But
and they're all pretty ugly. Anyway. Ugly.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we don't buy our postal trucks for beauty, do we?
No, we don't. We don't buy our postal people for beauty either. My postman is an ugly, grumpy old guy that just is, oh, man.
I'm going to defend him a little bit and say he goes through any kind of weather to get you your mail.
But that's really not true, because if there's snow in front of the mailbox, he doesn't leave the mail. That's the way that works.
Okay.
Now, last week we were talking about how many cars there are or aren't that have a manual transmission. You apparently have done some research and found something interesting for people who like to have a gearbox.
Yeah, so there is a new Acura Integra that's coming out, and Andrew Quaylen from Acura told me that, in fact, in the uptake of the new Integra, 70% of the people that made the initial orders of the vehicle went for the manual. Which to me is a mouth dropper, but I'm guessing it is sort of fans of the brand here.
Well, so but fans, the other side, you know, we keep talking about saving money and saving fuel and stuff. A practical, reality-based way, if you understand how cars work, is to buy cars with manual transmission because they are more economical than an automatic transmission, right?
Well, actually, no, that's not true anymore. It used to be true when you and I were able to do jump hurdles and run through fields. That was true. But nowadays, the automatic transmissions have come so far that you hit 0 to 60 times, and gasoline consumption is much better from an automatic. They're so advanced now. So, they beat them much, much more. But ultimately, you will also probably agree that on an open country road and through canyons, a manual transmission is far more fun. More fun.
I have much more fun.
Ultimately, manual transmissions do not probably have a place much in the future.
I want them in my trucks. I'd much rather have a gearbox. The new Mercedes has a HEPA filter in it. So that's like the airplanes, right? The coronavirus is gonzo?
Yeah, so it's not officially sanctioned, but it will filter out viruses, and that means you could be safer in your car than outside.
There you go. Buy a Mercedes and be safe, so they say. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com, with Nick News on the DJV Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.